You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Spirit, source, consciousness is encouraging me to actually talk about this loneliness that is going around. I pause for a moment because I'm taking in this information, this idea of this loneliness. I am grateful to say that there's only been a few times where I've felt lonely in my life, but that might not be the case for you. And that's okay. So we're going to get through this together. Okay, so you can immediately know that you're not alone. And yes, we realize that there's others that may be listening to this simultaneously. And so on one hand, this is universal. On another hand, this is very personal. So it's how you choose to see it. But do know it's a blending of both. And that in itself is essential for you to know. Because as you listen to this message by yourself, or maybe with others, but you're most likely by yourself, as far as physically in a room, others are also listening to this. Maybe at a different time, a different era, even in a different dimension. So you're not alone. You're not alone. But that doesn't take away the feeling of aloneness. So why do we feel alone sometimes, and what does this mean, and how can we change this, and where does this stem from? So I may or may not answer all those questions, but that will be the intention. So feeling alone, it stems from feeling disconnected subconsciously from who you are beyond this body. So when you're feeling alone, what is happening is you are somehow disconnecting from who you think you are. So your soul is now reminding you, this energy, this love, it's essentially love, is reminding you that you are indeed always connected. But when you feel alone, you are subconsciously disconnecting from this soul source. And so now that you know that, and it's quite that simple, and yet there's so many details, it's like a piece of thread, like it's so simple and yet there's still so many layers to it as well. So now that you know that, that will help you get back to connecting with your soul. Now you can connect with your soul in so many different ways, but art is one of them. No, you don't have to be an artist. Simply coloring, writing, drawing, talking, speaking, moving the body, anything that is expressive, anything that expresses how you're feeling or what you're not feeling or what I'm doing now, this is all a form of art. And so that's going to get you feeling connected. It's when you allow yourself to try to be in a state of flow where you feel more aligned with who you are. So that's going to help you get out of the feeling of aloneness. Now, connecting with another person is so essential. It's imperative. It's very important, especially on a human level. We are all connected. Even animals, trees, bugs, blades of grass. We all need this connection. We're not disconnected at all. So this state of aloneness or loneliness is really a concept that the human has created. But that's not to deny the feelings that you're feeling, because that's also part of being human, are these feelings. So when we feel alone or lonely, we are disconnecting. We feel disconnected. So Spirit is encouraging you to find the thing that helps you feel connected. And to do that thing. So the energy is essentially God. I love it. So the movement, the flow of this pureness is God, is Spirit, is consciousness, is this oneness that you are part of. So when you're feeling or thinking or perceiving that you're lonely, then that's how you're feeling. That's how you're perceiving it. But Spirit is encouraging you now, or whenever the moment arises, to first see it, to recognize it, and to know it. And then to allow yourself to find that connection, to find that expression, to reach out to someone, to talk to someone, to, even if it's virtually online. And that's really a lot of where the social media has come from. It's called social media for a reason. It's a social platform, but there's still disconnect in a way, because it's different. I'll just say it's a different connection. It's a different connection than being in person, but it's still a connection, right? It's still a connection. So being in person is, maybe some would say that that's best, but it's really whatever your soul is calling for in the moment. It's whatever you're feeling in the moment that would be helpful. Even a telephone call, hearing someone, even telepathically, is a connection. It's still a connection. So your animals communicate with you telepathically, and that's why we feel so connected with them. Even if they're not verbalizing in the way that we think that they're verbalizing or communicating, and the same with trees and plants and Mother Nature, it's the telepathy that is happening. So that is connection in itself. So that may help you in understanding also, especially when you're feeling alone, is that whenever you're reaching out or connecting with Mother Nature, just being in nature, allowing yourself to be a part of it, you are telepathically communicating with the things that you're immediately surrounded by. And you can do this at a distance as well. But feeling the vibration, so Mother Nature is a perfect vibration. So being in that specific location is going to be very, very helpful in feeling that connection. So you don't have to be in that. But if you allow yourself to connect through meditation, connection, sitting in the power, that's also going to help you feel connected as well. So there's no denying this connection, because you can immediately feel it. You know it. Even people that don't even know each other, you're like, oh my God, I feel so connected to you. I don't even know you. I just feel like I know you and I don't know you. It's like a vibe, right? It's a vibe. It's an energy. It's a grooviness. To be on a lighter state, a lighter, lighthearted state. It's the energy, essentially. So there's different ways. So, something else that's coming up is that if we're struggling in a relationship or not in a relationship, there can be this perceived struggle that maybe society, is pressuring you, maybe you're pressuring yourself, or maybe you're ready to be in a relationship or you're ready to move out of a relationship. So we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, don't we? We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to feel this other being. And oftentimes when there's pressure, it's like, I'm having different visions here, but it can explode, right? And so this explosion is oftentimes not very pretty. It's, you know, I'm imagining like a pimple exploding or a firework going off. Like, it's loud, it's forceful, it's not supernatural. I mean, I guess, you know, could be, but where am I going with this? So if you're putting pressure on yourself, you're sort of out of alignment a little bit. Rather than it being like subtle waves coming in and out, it's more like a storm, right? And so it doesn't mean that a storm's not helpful and that it has its justice and it has its reason and it has its benefit. But oftentimes it can feel obstructive. It can feel chaotic. It can feel scary when there's a lot of pressure. So when you allow yourself to be more in the state of flow, when you're trusting that, you know, it's like a little bit of give, it's a little bit of take, it's a little bit of action, and it's a little bit of inaction, it's a little bit of trust, and it's a little bit of allowing. When you're having that rather than, oh, I need it, you know, this forceness, the trusting part is going to allow that thing to come to you. It may come unexpected, it may come right on time, oftentimes it comes where you're like, holy shit, I forgot that I even wanted that so many years ago. That's part of the connection. That's part of the knowing that you're part of everything. That's part of this energy, this beautifulness. That's part of that. And so connecting, reaching out, expressing. And I'm not saying, you know, don't allow yourself to explode with anger sometimes, because you know that has its lessons as well. And then you learn, hopefully, that what did that do for you? What did that do? Did it help? Did you learn a lesson? Are you going to do it again? Can you change it? So when you're feeling lonely, it's really your spirit, your soul, encouraging you to connect with that thing, with that soul aspect of you, with your soul. You're disconnecting from the thing, the very literal thing that gives you life. Once your soul is no longer here in this physical body, the physical body dies. The thing that's giving the physical body life is your soul. So when you're feeling lonely, you're disconnecting from your soul. Now, I'm not saying you're dead. You might feel that way. You might feel depressed. You might be sabotaging yourself. You might be depleting your energy. You might feel completely off. You might feel so distant from who you are. So you're not dead. If you're listening to this, you're not dead, right? Your physical body is not. But energetically, you might feel that way. Spiritually, you might feel that way. And so oftentimes it comes from a spiritual awareness. Your soul is asking you to enliven itself. It's asking you to align with your very essence of who you are. What is that? The thing that you love. The thing that gives you joy. Now, that doesn't mean forcing someone to love you. I'm talking about what's within your control. This isn't about forcing anything or anyone else to create a reality for you. This is about seeing your own natural gifts, your own ability to align with the thing that gives you joy. Loving yourself, allowing for others to love you, allowing for forgiveness, perhaps. Now, anger is a deeper healing, a deeper aspect of needing to be healed or feeling more in alignment with this healing aspect of yourself. So if you're feeling anger, bitterness, resentfulness, if you're feeling those feelings, that's a cry for healing, pretty much. And so experiencing those feelings is also going to help you heal. And when you're healing, when you're allowing to connect, you're aligning with your soul. And so you're going to feel that connection and you're not going to be so lonely anymore. But when you're denying your feelings, when you're pushing them down, you're pushing the rage, you're becoming angry, like in an internal, and then all of a sudden you start to burst and you are outraged and you're doing things that you know that you don't agree with, your soul doesn't agree with, you know that it's misaligned, you're misaligned. Now, again, sometimes these things help you feel, they give you a lesson, right? But the thing that's going to help you feel connected is allowing yourself that space to express whatever it is that you need to express. You may not even know that you need to express it, but allow yourself the space, give yourself the tools and the resources to create whatever that is, to express whatever that is. That's aligning with your soul. Your intuition is telling you what you need to do. Your intuition is telling you. Now, if it feels a little nerve-wracking, that's okay, because that's just your logical mind getting in the way. The more that you allow yourself to align with your soul and what your soul is telling you to do, the more that you're going to feel connected. Sometimes this means doing something by yourself. Sometimes it means doing something with other people. Maybe you need to connect. Maybe you are somehow sabotaging yourself and feel like you don't deserve that connection. Well, you do. You do deserve that connection. And it might not be that one particular person that you want to be with, you know, because I think that that's part of the struggle as well, is that we feel like we need to be with that person. Well, you know, what is that saying? Like, allow them to be set free, and if they come back, it's meant to be, or, you know, whatever it is. But, and I know that's challenging and that's hard, and then there's that resistance. But maybe the connection that you're yearning for is a different kind of connection. Maybe it's a love of a mother. Maybe it's your father's love. And maybe that's not possible in the physical sense. Maybe they're not around. Maybe they've passed on. Maybe you don't know who they are. Maybe they've done something that you feel has been so harsh to you that you resist their love. And so maybe that's the type of connection that you're yearning for. And so you can connect with your soul through, again, those different types of expressions. You can talk to someone about what it is that you're thinking and you're feeling. And all of this is going to shed light. It's going to shine light on the situation. It's going to help you heal. It's going to help you healing in the sense that it's going to help you align more with the soul aspect of who you are beyond your physical body. A lot of times we think that our physical body is the only thing, and that when we die, there's just this blackness and that's it. But it's so much more than that. And so when you allow yourself to connect with your soul, that's when you feel the connection. So what is that? What is your soul telling you to do? You know what it's telling you to do. You can discover more about what your soul is telling you to do. I have plenty of different templates and questions and things that will help you see from a broader perspective, allowing you to tap in, to align with your intuition, to dig a little deeper in a very positive way, to figure out what your soul is telling you to do. So those resources are out there. You can utilize them. You can just simply write about it. You can meditate and connect. But the aloneness is, I'm wanting to say, an epidemic. Because you're not really. You're just allowing yourself to think that way. It just feels that way. And that's the feeling. That's very real. The feeling is real. But do you want to continue to feel that way or not? That's up to you. Do you want to continue to feel that way? Well, then if you don't, then that, again, that's up to you. So then you choose to do the things that help you connect. Mother Nature, expressing yourself, connecting with family, connecting with an old friend. Is it going to feel maybe a little scary and nerve-wracking? Sure, probably so. It's going to be, maybe it's going to be something out of your comfort zone. Hey, that's okay. You know, we, as humans, we're all feeling similar. We all feel fear. We all feel scared. We all feel irrational sometimes. We all feel a little unstable. We all feel lonely sometimes. Try not to be afraid of talking about what it is that you're thinking and feeling and internalizing, because the transformation of the energy is the key. You need to transform the energy. It's all energy, all of it, every bit of this entire, the thought, the experience, the feeling, it's all energy, and you have to transform it in order to transform, in order to change, in order to get whatever is on your mind out. So if something is bothering you, talk about it. Say it out loud. Even if you set your phone up and create a video and you just start talking to yourself. You don't have to share it with anyone. You don't have to tell anyone. And is it gonna feel weird? Probably so, especially if you've never done it before. You just talk it out. That's going to transform the energy. That's going to help you immediately feel more connected to yourself. So start there and then see how things start to go. Keep working at it. Keep practicing. It takes practice, like everything else. It takes persistence, but in a trusting manner, not force. I mean, I guess sometimes it could be forced. You could, you know, force yourself to do something you know will be very healthy for you. See how that goes. And then you'll start to feel a connection. Trust me, you will. And you can connect with me. I'm here to connect. Let's connect. Let's connect. All right. There you have it. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.